we want to help them get the word out so that people can attend those events, because most of the time those are the real local jams that people are missing and they really want to go. Everybody knows that Katy Perry is in town, but nobody knows that there's a dance studio in the corner that is having Tuesday dance nights or something, you know.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Nickerson. I'm guest hosting We Are LA Tech. We Are LA Tech is a community of entrepreneurs in the Los Angeles area, and really a community of supportive, interested entrepreneurs who are working on solving big problems. Right now, we've got three co-founders of What to Do. Guys, welcome to the studio. Introduce yourselves.
Hi. Thanks, Brian, for having us. My name is Jem Chirac, and I'm a co-founder CEO of What to Do.
My name is Berg Chatai, a CEO and co-founder of What to Do.
Hi, Brian. I'm Chris. I'm a CTO of What to Do.
Great. Well, welcome, guys. So without further ado, tell us a little bit about What to Do. What do you guys do?
Sure. So What to Do is an app where you can find anything and everything happening around you, like restaurants, events, hikes, parties, anything. And it's sort of like, in short, it's like cards, Tinder, like for events. So you find cards and then you swipe left or right, depending on if you like them or not. And then you get matched with others in groups of 4 to 6 people. And then you can buy tickets and you can, arrange your meeting if you want to go there or not. And that's sort of an app we thought there's a missing link in there. So we decided to create this app to
help.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I've got the app open in front of me, and I've got, so it is a very much of a Tinder-like experience. I'm going to help just explain this for folks. And before I do, if you can just share, how can people find the app?
It's on iOS App Store.
Yeah.
iOS only at the moment. People can search What to Do, What T-U-D-U, and it'll show up on the first slot.
Amazing. So I'm seeing like AI for product design. And then I'm going to swipe right on that because that's pretty interesting. I think we might get into AI a little bit later in the conversation. Soul Dance in Santa Monica. I had no idea this was a thing. Actually tonight at 7:30. So in a couple hours, I could actually go soul dancing right here in Santa Monica where we're recording.
Absolutely.
Swiping right on that. Dive Social Club in West Hollywood. An industry gathering for licensing folks. A OBGYN free cosmetic laser event. Amazing. Startup pitch demo. I'm sure you can. And there's even a startup pitch demo that's also later tonight at Cross Campus. I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the beauty is that we want to put all the content, everything in one place so you don't have to travel through websites or use multiple apps. And, we want people to have access to anything and everything from one location. But at the same time, we don't want to just show things just for the purpose of showing. So you want to create that content to your specific taste. And that's why I think, later on, we were going to talk about, the artificial intelligence we have and some other features we have in the app.
Yeah. So from a customer standpoint, like where do you get this information right now? Like I see some of this on Facebook. Sometimes I get a lot of people will like text me with something or send me an email. It does feel very distributed being in Los Angeles. And it also feels like when I want to find this stuff, like it's actually hard. There's like some weird Eventbrite thing that I got or a meetup event or something that's like hard for me to find. Like where what are customers doing right now around this?
Well, the problem is the information is everywhere and it's too big to consume. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we put every data that we gathered, we put on a database of ours, and then we categorize them so people can easily access from what to do. We have a lot of APIs integrated and partnerships, so we can collect all this data, and then people can use either filters or people can just use what to do. And with each swipe, the system learns from them so that we can just show the cards that they might like the best.
Gotcha. So if you were interested in dance, but not AI, you can tell what to do that
In the future, you're going to be able to. But right now, there's a filter in there, so there's different categories. So you can, if you're interested, just like going out tonight, you can look for nightclubs.
Gotcha.
And for today or like this week.
So you're aggregating. Is this publicly available information that you're aggregating right now on the in terms of like what the events are?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, some people asked us if what we're doing is illegal or if we're stealing content, which is definitely not. That was in one of the questions in Cross Campus that we got in one of the pitch.
Was that from an investor or what was?
Angel.
He might have been Angel or something like that. Sure. So he was wondering what we were doing over there.
Sounds like he's not going to invest, but that's actually fine. Finding out the people who aren't going to invest is actually really good. You figure that stuff out quick and like move on. Someone else is going to be excited about this.
Yeah, but no, it's totally legal. It's public, obviously. We have access to it. And, we partnered up with these few platforms like Gold Star, Ticketmaster, and they provided us with access to their API, which we have total control of their data, and we could use it, as long as we keep it within their rules. So
gotcha. So you've got, right. So, I mean, you're really providing services on two sides of a marketplace, one for consumers where like this information is disparate. It's hard to find. I feel this pain point, like honestly all the time. And then if you're a host of an event, how do you get as many people as possible to it? Right. Yep. That's a big challenge. If you're Ticketmaster, if you're one of the big folks, or even if you're doing like a small event in a local community, you want as many people as possible to know it. And a problem I would imagine that small businesses have, or anyone who's throwing an event, is like you do one post on Facebook, you send some other email out, you try to like do all these things to reach all your target customers. But there's no, to me, I think this is amazing because there's no one place, at least that I know of, where this is. Do you guys have competition? Is there someone else who's doing something in this space? Is there again, sort of like where do people find this information right now?
I mean, there are similar apps to us, but right now everybody I think has their preference. So for example, my girlfriend would go and she would look at, I think she looks at Game Time a lot for some reason to buy tickets for events. Mm. Some other people, they would go to Ticketmaster. I know that there's some specific websites that provides more exclusive and underground events. So it's all depending on the person. Everybody has their preferred platform or website to go check. But we basically want to bring everything in one spot so they no longer have to do that kind of a search.
Yeah.
And they can get it from one single place,
Gotcha. So that...
And also another point that if you are a newcomer to LA or if you don't know anyone through what to do, you can meet with others as well. So there's a social aspect to it. It's not just finding the events. We also try to help you finding friends to hang out with.
Amazing. Yeah. People with similar interests is usually
exactly
great potential friends to make. So it sounds like where this has been done is in like specific verticals, right? So like if you want to find information about a game or a concert, that might be easier to do, but some of the uniqueness that you're bringing is this notion of kind of everything, every event across every type of vertical. So, right, even from the ones we looked at, of anywhere from AI to dancing to whatever else.
OBGYN.
Yeah. Did you guys know that event was there? It's
No. You're
learning. It's fun when you learn from your own software.
And at the same time, it's funny because our platform has thousands of events, and we don't. There's no marketing here involved technically for those events, meaning that, some people would pay money to promote their event. We don't differentiate or separate. So even the smallest event, somebody from the street that created this event would have enough chances to get exposed to our users as the big concert, like a Katy Perry concert or something like that. They have equal amount of chances of getting shown to the users, which I think that's why we want to help really the small events that are getting killed for example, because they have no budget to do marketing. Yeah. So they cannot pay those extra amounts and those fees and hire those people, put those billboards, but we want to help them get the word out so that people can attend those events, because most of the time those are the real local yeah. jams that people are missing and they really want to go.
Right.
Everybody knows that Katy Perry is in town, but nobody knows that there's a dance studio in the corner that is having Tuesday dance nights or something.
You know? Yeah. And that fostering of kind of local community is really powerful. Mm. So how does what to do tackle, because you know, one of the things we talk about a lot on the show is like what burning problem are you guys solving, right? Mm-hmm. And what are those early customers like, where do they come onto the platform where they are like, this is incredible, this solves what I need to do, like I want to be doing something every night of the week, and something new and interesting and fun or learning or whatever that is. So it sounds like if other people have done this in a little bit of a vertical place and you're doing it more horizontally, mm-hmm. Do you think about, is local market, is like Los Angeles a way that you tackle this? Do you think about it from a market perspective, or how do you think about that where the value that you provide is like clear to a new customer right away?
Well, there's two sides to this answer. First, one side is the business aspect of it. So if a new business, new restaurant want extra exposure, then we can truly target it really specifically. For example, because we know exactly what our users like, because other people, other platforms, they have an idea about what their users like and don't like, but we actually know because they swipe on the carts. So yep. Our Nessie, which is the AI, we call them Nessie.
Like the Loch Ness Monster?
Exactly. So actually our logo is a Loch Ness Monster. If you can zoom in, there's yes, like a little yes. eye and a, yeah.
Yeah, it looks great. It's the W for what to do, right?
Exactly.
But in with echoes of Nessie.
Yeah, yeah. So she knows each user. We don't know personally, but she knows like people, what people like and don't like.
Yeah.
And she creates profiles for each user. So if a restaurant wants to target, I don't know, specific, you know, user profile, we can actually truly show that user the category. So we can say, okay, these people can like this restaurant. So one side is that truly targeted audience. And the second side is, I think this is the best way to, you know, figure out what this each city has to offer. Like when you come to LA, it's a big jungle. You don't know anyone, but there's tons of things happening every single day. Like where to go? What do I do?
Tonight there's an evening of radical generosity. A lot that our community could probably use right now. Or a cold piece book release, the weather report. That looks like a literary arts event. Or a VIP promenade party. I'm just listening through a number of things that are on the app that are really interesting.
So what do you like to do? For example, in your spare time, what's your, I don't know, like drinking or like going out? Or?
I like, so I like yoga.
Okay.
I like surfing.
Okay.
I'm more of kind of an outdoors person.
So let's check out the filter. So down there, so you can select,
so one sports. Of the features, I'm looking. One of the features that I find is really cool too is like if you find something that you really like, you literally just press a button and you can text it, email it, send it to a friend, share it really quick.
Yeah.
So I take the filter and go to sports.
Okay.
Sports and fitness. Cool.
And then let's see maybe this weekend or this week so that we can.
So there's also a time filter so I can say today, tomorrow, this week. I'm going to do tomorrow. So there's a BFit cardio fit. Sports and exercise class. That's a really interesting. So you allow users to really be able to dive down and find the things that they want.
Exactly. So I think this is the best way to, you know, get going. It's really action driven. You can literally find something real fast, you know, in your area of interest. And also you can meet with others in one app.
Yeah. So it sounds like, and Chris, you're on the technical side, right? You're the one that's building this, amazing technology. So it sounds like one is the data side in terms of filling out all of the information that's there, so that there's like stuff to do, right?
Yes.
Then you've got the AI. Do you build the AI?
Yes.
You build it. So you are the creator of Nessie.
Yes, I am.
He is the father of Nessie.
So everyone
I'm very old.
So anything interesting about the technology? Like what's your background and that kind of brought you you know to the company and to building some of these products?
Well, I have over 20 years in the IT world. I started a while back on Windows development. And I migrated to building website, and now I'm mainly working on iOS apps.
Great. I will say the UI is really clean. It's super easy to figure out how to use, and it looks like the data side is pretty robust. How about the other side of that, from the consumer basis? How are you guys thinking about getting fans onto the platform? Are you in the process of kind of raising awareness around that? And anyone who wants to kind of jump in?
Of course we're trying to, so far the people that have used the app find it, useful for their purposes, whatever it is, finding things or meeting friends. It's just a question of getting the app in front of the people, because once they see it, then they like it. But if they don't see it, then they have no chance of liking it or not. So that's the issue we're tackling right now. And being self-funded obviously has its limitations. We're trying our best, but we've seen that we've been doing some marketing on Facebook that I think is bringing a lot of users so far, in the sense where we're connecting the events we create on Facebook with our app. That way we get to tap into the Facebook community. Mm. And when they see the events that we put up there, then they're able to see, who is providing this content? And then they see that it's connected to this mobile application, and then they're able to relate to. And then if they are really interested, they would go and download our app, for example.
Yeah.
That's what has been driving so far a lot of users to our app.
And is it for consumers, is the app for free or do they need to pay?
Yeah, it's totally free right now. We have, we just want to build the best product ever and help our users with their needs. We have no intention of, making money right now. Although, you need money to survive, that's not our intention. We just want to solve a problem that exists here right now.
Gotcha. And so do you have a sense of what the revenue model will be?
Yeah, so we have partnerships, and then there's when there's a ticket sale, there's a commission. Our partners are providing. There's one aspect, as the lowest hanging fruit as far as revenue generation, and then there's other layers to it. But at the moment, our only focus is just to acquire a lot of users, make What to Do the best app ever. People love, we want people to love the app, and then after that, the revenue generation is easy.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes a ton of sense. So what was the inspiration for starting What to Do?
To be honest, I met Burke and Chris while I was building another app initially. And I ran into the point where I didn't have a CTO and I was stuck because I didn't understand anything about coding. And it was this app called Plant Up. And the whole purpose was to help groups of people to make easily plans and, schedule meetings or wherever they want to meet with, basically just friends. But, as we built this and we launched it, it just didn't launch. It just died off. There was an issue because people actually enjoyed chatting and joking around via text messages instead of using an efficiency app, productivity app. And then we were like, well, what did we fail at? What didn't we do right? What was the question that we didn't answer? So that's when we started brainstorming about how we can pivot that app. But it turned out to be a completely different product. That's why we renamed it. We called it What to Do, and we started building from ground zero. We scratched all the designs and just started from, bottom up. Yeah.
Gotcha. You guys started like 5-6 months ago. Is that right? When did you start?
We launched the app in the App Store. I think it was April 20th, 4:20.
which is just luck. It wasn't our intention. It just happened that way. But yeah, we've been working on it probably since December or, you know, November of the previous year. We just didn't want to rush this thing out. We had to make sure the designs were flowing well and the user experience was good. The app was robust enough to not crash because, you know, it's just a huge amount of database that you're pushing to users. So yeah, it just took a long time to build it, but we're happy with where we are right now.
Actually, for us, like for a small boutique team, we were pretty fast in development, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 4 or 5 months to get to a show or get to a lab is pretty good.
I think so. Like I know teams of like, I don't know, 10, 15 people, engineers, they can't push out a product this fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just never happy with the timing. They're always late. Chris is always late, and I'm always complaining about it.
I really don't have time to sleep. I can't go any faster.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about Los Angeles. You guys have all, we were talking a little bit before the show, you've all been here for a while. Why Los Angeles for where you are? What is there anything particular, you know, about the community, about the location that brought you here?
Well, I initially came for college here, and I didn't know what LA was or, you know, what kind of experience I was going to get. But after living here a few months and seeing that it's always warm and sunny, basically I was hooked and I just never left, I guess, so far.
Yeah. I came here to study as well and then ended up loving it so much that I don't want to ever go back. It's just such a lovely city. I love it so much here. It feels like I was born in here.
And where is what to do? Where's your offices? Where are you guys located?
It's in West LA, like 10 and 405. It's not too far from here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good. And how about within Los Angeles? Is there anything particular to the community that's helped accelerate your growth? Any, you know, communities you've been a part of, entrepreneurs you know who've been particularly helpful? Anyone you want to give a shout out to or that's been helpful? You know, as you guys have embarked on your journey as entrepreneurs?
I mean, there were people along the way. For example, we met a bright lawyer, a young lawyer named Curtis Roberts. And he was, for example, part of the Cross Campus community. And he helped us get that pitch. And, you know, we were able to pitch in front of about 100 people. When we were still building the product to get some kind of a hype going. So he definitely was one of the persons that helped us out. But there's just so many people along the way that we meet, and everybody is pitching, you know, little, and that's what, you know, basically brought us here to this point.
Gotcha. And where, which firm is he with? Do you know?
He's individual, right?
His company is called, I think, Startup Lawyer. Yeah, he's a lawyer. He likes to help startups, and then he started his own company in Silicon Beach.
Cool. So, are there any LA-based companies that you guys really look up to? You know, that you either want to emulate or think are doing really cool and innovative things in the LA ecosystem?
Well, there is. I personally am kind of very interested in blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of crypto companies in LA. I follow a few of them, and there's a ton of companies here. Like, the startup atmosphere is really, really good. Like I meet with entrepreneurs, different startup companies every day almost. It's a small community. It feels really good to be here.
Yeah.
In my, you know, for me, it was this one company called Zwift. Which they're Long Beach based, and I just discovered them randomly a few days ago in an article on Built in LA, I think. And what they do is that they have you know, a standstill bike that you could use in a studio or at home or something, but it's hooked up to a system, and then you could have some kind of a video, so you're racing basically on multiplayer with other people. You're biking and racing them in like real tracks kind of a deal, which I thought it was cool because people love working out, but they feel it's boring. So I think that adds the interactive aspect of it, makes it more fun.
That's good. Okay. So one of the other things we like to ask is, you know, this is LA is a supportive community. So what ask would you have of the tech ecosystem. For folks who are listening to the show, they want to, you know, they're interested in you guys and what to do. What would be your ask for them?
Well, simple one and only ask is to check out What To Do. It's whattudu.com. It's on the iOS App Store. Check it out, download it, and give us feedback so we can better the product and make sure that it's delivering what's promising.
Great. And is there any other place to find you beside your website in the iOS store? Is there any, if people want to get in touch with you after the show?
Yes, we're all over the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus. They're all What To Do app, all on platforms, WhatTUDU app. All the handles are the same, and our website is whattudu.com.
Amazing.
Yeah, and also email is hello@whattudu.com if they want to email us.
Perfect. Well, guys, this has been really good. Really great to hear more about what you're up to. We've got Jem, Burke, and Chris, the co-founders of What To Do. And thank you for your time here on We Are LA Tech today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brian, for having us. And good luck to everyone else on the show and in the tech community as well.
Awesome. And Esprit, we'll give you a shout out. I think Esprit's in Thailand right now. So hopefully she's having some great Thai food and maybe a Thai massage or something.
Thank you. Right.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/We Are LA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.